Have you ever stood at a crossroads, paralyzed by choice? Not the trivial, what should I eat for dinner kind, but the soul-shaking, what am I doing with my life variety? That moment of existential vertigo isn't new. It's as old as humanity itself. Picture a warrior on a battlefield, bow in hand, surrounded by relatives and teachers he must fight. Arjuna's crisis 2,300 years ago mirrors our modern paralysis, too many options, conflicting loyalties, and a gnawing sense that we're living someone else's script. The Gita Way strips away the religious veneer of this ancient dialogue to reveal something startling, a practical blueprint for discovering your unique purpose in a world designed to make you forget you have one. When 85% of people feel disengaged at work and existential dread has become our collective background noise, perhaps it's time to revisit wisdom that has survived millennia, not because it's old, but because it's true. Here's the uncomfortable truth. You already know what you're meant to do. Beneath layers of parental expectations and societal pressure lies your Swadharma, your unique duty aligned with your inherent nature. A dolphin doesn't need to discover it should swim. It needs to stop trying to climb trees because someone said that's where success lives. The Gita teaches that your personal dharma, even imperfectly expressed, beats perfectly executing someone else's path. Consider the cricket player naturally gifted as a bowler who spends years trying to become an all-rounder because that's what gets celebrated. By focusing on weaknesses to emulate others, they risk mediocrity across the board. Your purpose isn't hiding in some exotic location or expensive course. It's already encoded in what energizes you, what you do even without applause or payment. We're living in the age of borrowed ambitions, where social media offers 1,000 definitions of success. But pursuing goals inspired by others' achievements is like wearing shoes 2 sizes too small. You might look good for a moment, but you'll limp through life. The Gita distinguishes between joy from your real self and pleasure from chasing world-planted desires. Real joy emerges when you're so absorbed that failure doesn't diminish enthusiasm, your internal GPS pointing toward natural strengths. Warren Buffett discovered this early, turning financial analysis into energizing work. The subtle wisdom? Even if your job doesn't align with strengths, transform your approach by applying those strengths to existing work. The engineer gifted at communication doesn't need to quit. They might revolutionize how technical concepts are explained in their field. Barbarica's story illustrates this perfectly. This warrior could end wars with a single arrow, yet his indecisiveness, pledging to fight for the losing side, would make him switch allegiances repeatedly, destroying everyone. Krishna's request for his head wasn't cruelty, but mercy. Barbarica's tragedy wasn't lack of skill, but lack of conviction. Infinite choice creates paralysis, not freedom. The Gita teaches that doubt arises from incomplete introspection. Indecisiveness corrupts the entire thought process, like driving while constantly switching destinations. The solution isn't more information, but deeper self-knowledge. Most of us mistake our resume for our identity, our job title for our essence, our family role for our core. But these are costumes, not the person wearing them. The Gita teaches that beneath your perceived self lies your real self, waiting to be discovered. Your parents, birthplace, native language, even your early education were determined by forces beyond your control. Then you internalized others' aspirations, building an identity from borrowed beliefs. Like a mirror covered by dust, your true nature remains obscured by layers of desire, expectation, and conditioning. To know yourself requires understanding 6 elements: consciousness of self-identity, intellect, primordial matter, your senses and mind, tools, not identity, your physical body, vehicle, not essence, and false goals like desire and aversion. That promotion you're chasing, is it because it aligns with your purpose or because it's what successful people are supposed to want? When you understand your natural strengths and commit to developing them fully, your life's purpose crystallizes. But this requires brutal honesty. Are these really your strengths, or have you internalized someone else's definition? Life's cruelest joke. You control your actions, but not their outcomes. A farmer controls seed quality and irrigation, but cannot guarantee the harvest. Weather, pests, and invisible variables determine results. Yet we obsess over outcomes, measuring our worth by forces beyond our influence. Karma Yoga offers a radical alternative. Perform your duty with excellence, then release attachment to results. This isn't passive resignation, it's strategic wisdom. When you fixate on outcomes, you compromise performance. Like a basketball player thinking about the score instead of the shot, you introduce interference that sabotages execution. The Gita teaches that prescribed duties, actions aligned with your unique purpose, generate intrinsic joy because they match your natural strengths. Prohibited acts, driven by desire for outcomes or sensory pleasures, drain your energy. Those who maintain equipoise, stability through success and failure, discover new approaches through every outcome. When you know your destination, setbacks become data points, not identity-defining catastrophes. The Karma Yogi treats milestones as steps, not destinations. The desire trap operates through a vicious cycle. Desire creates attachment, amplifying more desire. Unfulfilled desires breed frustration and anger, clouding judgment. That impulse purchase? Its excitement faded quickly, replaced by craving for the next thing. This isn't weakness, it's the cycle's design. The Gita solution is yoga, conditioning your mind to seek purpose over endless pleasures. True success means fulfillment in pursuing your life purpose, not chasing outcomes. This requires self-control, which emerges from wisdom, the application of knowledge and experience that illuminates your inner self. Wisdom addresses negative emotions permanently, cutting through doubt and enabling clarity. Wisdom alone isn't enough. You need devotion, unconditional commitment to your purpose with indifference to results. This isn't religious devotion. It's the ardent love and persistent zeal fueling both knowledge and action. When conviction in your unique strengths meets devoted pursuit of your path, you generate increasing energy with each cycle, potentially reaching complete liberation from desire and discontent. In a culture that monetizes attention, discovering your real self becomes an act of rebellion. The Gita Way aligns individual purpose with universal purpose, transforming personal goals into contributions that transcend your lifetime. Your purpose doesn't need world-changing scale, but must align with your true nature and serve beyond self-interest. This alignment attracts resources and people because you work with natural forces. The path requires continuous improvement through sattva, pursuing genuine happiness, extracting joy from small things, maintaining peace regardless of circumstances. Most people live self-centrically, draining energy pursuing misaligned objectives while missing genuine fulfillment. Pure karma yoga requires knowing your real self, discovering your purpose, and working toward universal good. Start where you are. The divine resides in your heart, waiting recognition. Your unique purpose isn't something you create, it's something you remember. The world needs you to remember because your liberation contributes to collective liberation. That's the Gita Way, not an escape from life, but a path to living it fully.